Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm excited about our good friend Kathy Perry being back on the show. Kathy is one of the top social media specialist experts, gurus, oracles. Pick one. She's all that and more, and she's a great member of our Brain Trust, the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and more importantly, she's our good friend, Kathy Perry. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Happy to be with you today.
Good to have you back. Hey, Kathy, all these people out on social media, you know, they're on Facebook right now. They're posting, they're chatting, they're doing all this stuff on Facebook, especially, let's say, all these individuals on their Facebook page. You know, the old days, you got up and you made coffee and you read the paper. Now people get up, check their email, and check their Facebook, right?
And that's true.
And so do you think any of those people know or care that they're being regulated by the Federal Trade Commission?
Well, they will if they get caught doing some things against the law.
There are people, there are people snooping around out there, aren't there?
Oh, yeah. And the FTC, you know, they came out in 2009 with guides concerning the use of endorsements and testimonials in advertising.
Right.
And then recently, they just released their biggest update on social media disclosure laws.
What would be an example of an endorsement that they wouldn't like?
Well, there are a lot of them. But the thing is, people are always promoting other people's products,
mm-hmm.
and you know we call it affiliate marketing
right.
in the world of the web. And if you are going to be benefiting from that, the FTC says you have to disclose that.
So, for example, whenever I have, if I have any of my sponsors, employees on the show, talking about things that are content rich, in other words, things about they don't come on the show and talk about their products. They come on the show and they talk about the things that they know that small business owners could benefit from, like what you and I are talking about. And
right.
in those interviews, I say full disclosure, this company is one of my sponsors.
Yes. And here's the thing: when you're talking about social media, posting a blog post or posting something on Twitter, you're tweeting or you're putting something out on Facebook, you know, you don't have a whole lot of space.
Mm-hmm.
And the FTC says that limited space isn't an excuse for not disclosing that you're benefiting from it. So if it's an ad, say it's an ad. They don't like it when you just make a post, and especially, you know, they put actually examples of saying, here's what's not allowed.
For example, I was at a convention last week along with one of my sponsors, and if I had posted a Facebook post and I talked about how I was hanging out with this company, and there were pictures of their booth or whatever, that would be something that would make them cringe?
No, it's more of if you were saying, click on this link and go here, great stuff. They have great products.
You're talking about not the least bit subtle then.
No, they don't want it subtle. They don't want it subtle. They want it clear and concise. Clear and conspicuous is what they say.
Okay, but I'm a little confused. So it's okay for me to say click on this link, but it's not okay for me to be subtle?
No. It's not okay for you to click on that link.
Right.
if you're going to benefit from right. where they're going.
What if? So what, if go ahead.
For let me use a different example. So say I'm an affiliate for a product, and I just have a post that says, check out this great site. I love their product.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't say, when you go there and they sell you something I'm going to benefit,
right.
then they're not happy.
Isn't that something that the community polices?
You know what? Not well. Here's what they're concerned about. Like, you know, one of the comments from one commentary was, no more bogus diet pill ads,
right.
you know what I mean? Things like that.
Right.
It's because people take it to the extreme,
yeah.
and they're really trying to police it and have guidelines for what you can and cannot say. I was really surprised at how far they took this on giving the example.
Right.
Because, you know, you don't have a whole lot of space in Twitter, and so they said, well, just begin your tweet with saying it's an ad.
Right.
Ad,
right.
colon, mm-hmm. here it is. Instead mm-hmm. of saying, like, some of the people were putting a hashtag and the
yeah.
word sponsor, part of the word sponsor.
So is the FTC going to... Is the FTC going to start calling on individuals about this?
Well, it looks that way.
Really?
Yeah. So, you know, it's very important that the small business know what's going on with this.
Or if you're an Avon rep or some other company, and you're trying to, you know, you're going on Facebook thinking you're going to be able to do business. Not only is
yep.
the community going to police you, but apparently the FTC is going to police you.
FTC is going to as well. Yes,
yeah.
they are.
Well, first you should police yourself.
That's
true. Because I have people contact me all the time, Kathy, wanting me to blog about their company. They want to pay me to blog about their company.
Yep.
They want to pay me to do this or to do
right.
that. And I tell them, and sometimes it's good money, and I tell
yep.
them, you know what? I have a business model that includes sponsorships and things like that, but my content
yep.
belongs to me.
Absolutely.
And you don't get my content.
Yep. So this is an important thing. They're just cracking down on a lot of the blatant advertising on social media,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
and they're trying to get that under control by having clear examples. And the FTC has their guide available. It's called the .com Disclosures Guide.
All right, so where do we go? FTC.com,
well,
FTC.org, and look for the .com Disclosures?
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
So check that out, folks. Be careful. You might have the FTC knocking on your door saying, hey, buddy, what are you up to? 20 after. We come back. We're going to talk about... Some crowdfunding, I think. Yeah, crowdfunding. After these messages, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.